14 again. I will praise thee, for I am fearfully and wonderfully made. Marvelous are thy works, and that my soul knoweth right well. So we're going to talk a little bit more this morning about fearfully and wonderfully made. Fearfully and wonderfully made. Oh, let's see here. I wish I could draw. What's that? Thank you. I wish Linda would draw this for me. We're not putting a head on this person. Oh. We're just gonna fake it. Well, that one had cirrhosis. That liver did. You know, I can see a liver in my mind. I've actually held a human liver. I can see it. But I can't make it appear here. I don't have that ability. I do not have that. If I went without deodorant for 3 weeks, I couldn't draw a fly. It looks more like that than the first one. But anyway, and all right, liver. Y'all knows what these are. They're not the beans. They're kidneys. A bird, yeah. So anyway, fearfully and wonderfully made. And the guy's got some muscle atrophy in this arm, too. I didn't know if you noticed that or not, but we're going to go ahead and make him a little stronger. Yeah, a little stronger. He's got bigger forearms than he does upper arms. So. Well, this is a guy, though. I'll draw women later. Women will be pink. Guys are black. It's a white guy with a black outline. Anyway. So, fearfully and wonderfully made. Here we talk about all this crazy evolution stuff and all these... Well, you talk about a crazy, messed up religion. To think that this could all come about by accident, happenstance. And, you know, they don't mind talking about a quote-unquote Mother Nature, but they don't want to deal with a Father God. But they're going to have to deal with Father God anyway one of these days. Of course, he won't be their father. Their father's the devil if they're not saved. But it's just amazing how, I mean, this stuff could not have happened on its own. It's absolutely impossible. There's so much stuff going on here. I'll go ahead and go out on a limb here and try to do this too. Stomach. And then we're not going to get too crazy with this. We'll just draw some intestines here. Because I don't want to waste all my time drawing something you couldn't understand anyway, because it wouldn't look like it. Didn't need a heart. He's a Baptist. So anyway, he has a heart, but it's hiding behind all this other stuff right now. There's just so many different things that are just silly. And they try to make it sound or make you feel like and make the, especially the younger folks that haven't been around for a while, they want to make them feel like they're foolish if they believe God made the human body. But they want, if you don't believe what we believe, you're a fool. But the fool has said in his heart, there is no God. We know who the fool is. And they say it, there is no God, but they think they're their own God. Because they can explain everything. The Jews require a sign, the Greeks seek after wisdom. But, like we talked a little bit about before, I'll give this guy a mouth, but no head. A That's a cheeseburger without a top bun. Anyway, so the guy, if you eat, your saliva has amylase, different enzymes in it that start to digest the food. They tag the food. So when it gets down in the stomach and small intestine, the body identifies it and knows what to do with it. That'd be a tremendous accident for that to happen. There has to be a designer. That can't just accidentally happen. I mean, it would be a lot easier for you to accidentally have a car just make itself in your driveway. It'd be easier for that to happen than this to happen. But then you get down to the stomach and you've got the stomach acids, hydrochloric acid. You've got acid in here that would dissolve other parts of the body, but it doesn't dissolve the stomach, because the stomach has different types of cells and a different type of lining. And that's why when you get acid reflux for a long time, you get precancerous and cancerous changes, Barrett's esophagus, things they call it like that, where the cells are changing. They don't metastasize till later, but they transition from one type of cell to another. And but that, what it does is the acid erodes it and eats it up, and they start turning into cells they shouldn't be outside of here. What it is, these cells here are multiplying and coming up here. But the stomach is made out of different cells, the different cell types. And then you get into the intestines, and you get into the small intestine, duodenum, ileum, and all that, and down to the cecum, large intestine, and down in here. Different things are absorbed in different places. Vitamins are taken in some places and not others, and get into the large intestine. Large intestine is totally different. The cells are different. The membrane's different. The permeability is different, where it can reabsorb water, keep you hydrated. That's what I say, this large intestine, I'll just draw it double so you know this is a large one. So it works with the kidneys to retain, and part of keeping your water retention, keeping you hydrated. And it's just amazing how all this stuff works. So there's no, it's just silly to think, well, this person needed a stomach, so it evolved into a stomach. Well, what did he do before that? You know? And then the stomach was, it needed some different type of lining, so it evolved into this type of lining. What did it do before that? Because before that, it would digest itself. It would dissolve itself and digest itself. And then, well, he needed vitamins, and they weren't getting picked up here, so that, and then this developed, the small intestine developed, where the B vitamins and stuff were taken into the bloodstream and all this other stuff. So that stuff had to develop. And if it either developed all at once, or the human wouldn't be here, or it developed gradually, and the human would be here. Right? It couldn't develop gradually. So this billions of years of evolution is absolutely impossible. It's not only silly, it's impossible. And then you get into, I said we talked a little bit about kidney function. They've got the loop of Henle and different things in the kidneys where they're really important things that are going on with the sodium concentration and potassium, different, but mainly we're looking at sodium and water retention. Just all this stuff would have to just perfectly happen at once. Then you get to the liver. The kidneys and the liver, along with the heart and the lungs, are important for responsible for regulating blood volume, blood pressure, and blood acidity. I mean, all these things have to be within a narrow band. If you started out at this first alleged evolutionary thing, it started out with a blood pressure of 300 over 40, it wouldn't make it. So it has to have a narrow band of regulation of that for it to even exist. If it started out with a acidity of 2, it wouldn't make it. Or acidity of 8.3 or 7.3, or 8.3, it wouldn't make it. It has to be in this narrow band. And then blood volume. If it didn't have enough blood volume, it wouldn't make it. So the kidneys, all this stuff functioning together had to happen at once, or the person couldn't exist. Wouldn't have the right blood volume, wouldn't have the right acidity, wouldn't have the right blood pressure. And the liver itself is not only does it have a lot to do with the acidity and detox and stuff like that. I mean, there's also a system called EOS in the liver that detoxes, like for alcohol and things like that, ethanol oxidizing system. Different, and there's I'm getting confused on a couple things here, but these detox systems exist, and if they didn't, you couldn't do it. If you drank, let's say somebody drank a can of alcohol and they didn't have the detox system, they would die. And part of the detox of that is turning stuff into formaldehyde. Some of the stuff turns into formaldehyde in these detox systems. Well, that, you know what that does? That's not good for you. So if that wasn't under some kind of control, you wouldn't make it. There's just so many things that you have to have everything at once for it to work. God had to have done this. There's absolutely no other answer. And the liver is not only responsible for detox, but more directly than we realize, but definitely indirectly, it is responsible for blood pressure and blood volume. There's just a lot of things going on with the liver. Gallbladder, fat, digestion and absorption, things like that. All this stuff had to come into play. And I know you can live without a gallbladder, but things don't work right. If everybody was born without a gallbladder, you would not believe the disease problems we would have by the time people were in their teens. Appendix and all that. Well, they found out, for years they just took them out, no matter what. And then when insurance started paying for it, they took them out, whether they need to come out or not. It's like, hey, there's $400. But they do have a function with the immune system. The tonsils do. And I believe the appendix does too. Just because we don't understand something doesn't mean we don't need it. We say, well, I don't understand how the engine works. I don't know what that oil pump does. We'll just throw that out. That doesn't make sense. There's a purpose for it. I mean, you can drive your car without an oil filter. You can bypass that, and it'll make it, but it won't last as long, and it won't work right, and it's going to get a lot of damage. So this stuff is not unnecessary, totally. It's just you can live without something. You know, you can live without one kidney. You know, one kidney, the other one will, if it's functioning, will enlarge to make up the difference. And the liver has one of the most amazing abilities to regenerate, too. So you get liver damage, and you take away the stressors and take away the insult to the cells. Unless it's too far gone, those things will regenerate. We already sang, sorry. But it's just an amazing thing. Now, where did it get that ability? Now, how about this? If evolution is true, why did it stop here? Why isn't it getting even better? Wouldn't you? What if we had a liver that you, no matter what you ate or drank or what you were around, environmental toxins, it would get rid of it and nothing would harm you? That'd be pretty handy. Why hasn't it evolved into that yet, sister? Oh, we need them so we can go, oh, can't believe they got elected. Oh. Yeah, it's like the joke I told my sister. She painted her eyebrows on too high, and she looked surprised. Anyway. So, I mean, all this stuff is just crazy to think this happened by accident. And, you get into the neurological system. I mean, we talked a little bit about the phrenic nerve and breathing, the diaphragm, the lungs, and all that stuff that have to happen. Talked about the vagus nerve with regulating heart control. There are baroreceptors in the carotid arteries that identify the blood pressure and regulate the heart. Just all kinds of stuff that's going on. That absolutely could not be an accident. I wish I was accidentally driving down the street and accidentally got a full tank of gas. Wouldn't that be good? It'd be great. And I woke up in the morning, my oil was accidentally changed because I think I'm about 300 miles over right now. Amen. Now that stuff just doesn't happen. Well, that's silly to think that. That's silly? Look at this. I mean, there's absolutely no way that Genesis is wrong. Genesis is an accurate account of what God did. And the only gap in Genesis is the gap between what the scientists believe and what's true, as far as I'm concerned. Anyway, this whole thing is just an amazing, fearfully and wonderfully made. So, we could go on and on and on about this. You know, well, if you just had an education and were smart like me, then you would understand that this had to be the Big Bang in evolution, right? Whatever. Let's look at this guy's going to get a funny thumb here. I knew that was going to happen. Let's just leave the hand off. Bicep. Tricep. Look at this differently down here. But the biceps and the triceps, the bicep muscle the triceps coming down through here, I'm not going to draw all that stuff. But the way the bicep and the tricep work, when this one is firing, this one is regulating the movement by maintaining a certain amount of tension, but this one's shortening and this one's lengthening. Otherwise, you'd be like, if you went to use your bicep, you'd be like, I mean, that's what it would be. That's what the first amoeba human was, right? You just looked like Earl all the time. But if you wanted to do this, it would. But you can't. You can do gradual, regulated, fine motor movements. But when you're doing a fine motor movement, there's so much stuff going on with the neurological system. This one's shortening. This one's lengthening. And not only that, there are nerve impulses going to your brain to tell you where these things are in space. So when you go over to flip your light switch on, you know where it's at. Ronnie Millsap can play the piano. Amen? Because of proprioceptive, they call it, you know, when you get into almost everything, they call it muscle memory. But really what it is proprioceptive mapping. Your brain maps out all these movements and knows where everything is. That's why you see the roadside things where they're saying, all right, step out of the car. You know, when they're alcoholic impaired or drug impaired, it's all drugs, they can't, their fine motor movements are off. So they might, you know, touch the end of your nose. You know, okay, use your other finger. Okay. They don't know where it's at. But that's the reason they can do that is because generally people can do that because your mind knows where your finger is out in space. You can close your eyes and do that. That's why the testing, like Romberg's test and different testing that they do for neurological damage, you know, standing on one leg and different things, it works because there's a normal that the body can maintain balance with. And with the drug intoxication and certain neurological problems, that stuff doesn't happen. But that couldn't be an accident. I mean, the first time somebody picked up something that weighed 75 pounds, it would jerk one of the muscles loose. That's the reason a lot of people, if they're not careful and they work out and they go, well, today's upper body. And all they're going to do is like dumbbells and they're going to work on their biceps. They'll overwork their biceps, underwork their triceps, and then they'll pull a muscle. They'll injure one of them so bad. Somebody like Arnold Schwarzenegger pulls a muscle, it's serious. I mean, it's serious business. But you've got to maintain some kind of a range where your body can actually regulate that. Now, if this is built up to where you can, you know, you can curl 300 pounds, and this is on a tricep machine, you can do 5 pounds, you're going to have a problem. But the mind is still going to try to make those muscles work together. And it's just amazing how you say, well, that just proves evolution because you're evolving. No, that proves the opposite. Because you have a mind outside of time, outside of this gazillion of years that's trying to regulate. That ability to regulate is proof of God. Amen.
It's just too much of an accident. So when you got flexors and extensors,
if you just had flexors, you'd be in trouble. You'd have to depend on, you know, you pick your fork up, and then it would just fall. And this would be dangerous, too. You'd have to use a spork, plastic. Anyway, I mean, all this stuff is ridiculous. Fine motor movement proves there's God. You get into...
Somebody said, how do you get good at drawing? You practice. And I'm like, oh, baloney. You pay somebody else to draw. This guy's going to have shoes on because I ain't drawing toes. Those are some funny shoes. So let's talk about the hip joint.
I mean, you've got, the shoulder and the hip are the two most mobile joints in the body. The shoulder's the most mobile. But the hip is really close to it. So all these things that are going on, you've got all these muscles that hook into this hip, these different directions and different, all this stuff that's going on so you can have this ability to move like you can. All that stuff has to be in sync. Every single muscle that's working has to work in sync, has to work in unison. Well, one's strengthening, or one's shortening, the other's lengthening. One's contracting, the other one's gradually relaxing. And then you can train your body to where that works faster. You can walk, you do balance exercises, you run or whatever. That stuff starts to work more efficiently even. But it all has to happen. It couldn't, the first thing that, you know, this, you see, I feel like the evolution, man, when I get off the couch sometimes. You ever get off the couch and you're like, all right, now I'm finally at my final stage. Come get us, Lord. Amen. But all this stuff has to happen. I drew a spider. I wasn't even trying to. See, that's how you do it. But all these things that are going on at the same time, that is the strange look. You would never believe that I have actually seen these in real life. But anyway, legs and thumb. I'll put a kneecap on there because that'll just, they're pretty handy. I don't know when those evolved, but muscles are actually hooked to those, so the kneecap should be inside the leg. Anyway, all this stuff has to be happening at the same time. I mean, just when you step forward, you've got trunk muscles that are working together to lengthen and shorten. You've got hip muscles. You've got lower leg muscles, foot muscles. Everything's going. And it has to be working according to a designer's plan. It's crazy to think that's an accident. My drawing is an accident, but the rest of the stuff God did on purpose. So it's just amazing. Fearfully and wonderfully made. Man, you talk about the ear. And everything that's going on with... You know, the hammer, anvil, stirrup, all that stuff, the cochlear, all that. Even attempt to draw that. It looks like a snail with a bunch of bones and stuff. But anyway, it has to do with not only hearing, but then the eustachian tubes and stuff has to do with balance. Now, which one of those come first? I guess you didn't need to balance if you're just walking around like that anyway. But then you could hear. You could hear the other people going, I wish we weren't doing this all the time. I wish we had some balance. So then you get balance, right? The eye, I mean, good night. Amazing. Amazing thing about the eye, I mean, besides you can see in low light conditions, rods and cones and all that. The amazing thing about the eye, which is also... amazing about the digestive system. is fast healing time. So when you're dealing with these things, you've got a 3 to 5 day cell turnover rate. For the rest of the body, 28-day cell cycle. So when you get it, it makes sense, because if you have a problem with your digestive system and you get like an acid problem, or you eat something that's not right and it bothers that those cells will replenish. You get an injury to your eye. Anybody ever had an injury to their eye? And you have to go and get it looked at or whatever. I mean, bad enough you go to the doctor and they give you some medicine, and a week later you don't know what happened. Just heals 3 to 5 days, that thing. And hopefully there's no scar or anything over the cornea. But it's just amazing. The digestive system, same way. And the fact that those things can heal that fast, the other side of that, to me, in my opinion, I don't remember ever being taught this, but if you got something with a super fast cell rate like that, the cells can get messed up faster too. Like you drank plutonium, it would probably mess your insides, your digestive system up faster than it would the rest of your body. But the fact that you heal faster, that couldn't have been an accident. I mean, okay, everything's accidentally healing at the same rate, and then all of a sudden the body says, hey, maybe if the eye and the intestines healed faster, we'd be better off. No, God set it up. God set it up. Just too much stuff. You know, I didn't, through science class, especially biology class, I didn't get to where I was thinking, wow, that Bible must not be true. The more I learned about the body, I was like, there's no way the Bible's not true. I didn't really doubt it anyway, but it reinforced the Bible. Not that the Bible needs its help, but it didn't take away from the truth of the Bible. It added to it to me. It added to my faith. There's absolutely no way that stuff could happen on its own. I ain't even going to try to draw a pancreas. I will. I'll talk about a pancreas. We'll just draw this nasty little pancreas. And I'll write on it what it is. So there's a pancreas. You've got insulin, glucagon. You got these different things that come out of the pancreas, and different hormones that work with... Oh, I don't know what I did there. I think I need more coffee. Sugar regulation. We really call it sugar, but it's really glucose regulation. So it regulates the sugar in your blood. And the beta cells, the isos and Langerhans, produce this insulin. This insulin acts to response to the cell membranes when they send out a signal, hey, there's too much sugar, there's not enough sugar, whatever, we need glucagon, we need insulin, whatever. That's just absolutely no way it's an accident. And then you can overload your body's ability to deal with this stuff, and then you end up with diabetes. Now, the pharmaceutical company says, well, you got it, it's over with. But that's not true. There might come a point where it's too late. But generally speaking, when they start putting people on metformin and stuff, if they wouldn't do that and they would sit down and say, hey, you have to do this, this, and this, and you can't eat this, this, and this. And if you stick to this for 30 days, you're going to see a change. 30 days, 28-day cell cycle. You get 3 or 4 of those cell cycles behind you, and you are stringent with your diet, especially early on, that metformin and stuff would never be necessary, because God gave the body the ability to heal and regenerate. But they don't do that. They don't do that. I remember my mom went to him several years back, and she said, well, what should I eat? And they go, look it up. And I'm like, what did you charge for that? You know, go on WebMD and find out. And then don't go on WebMD, because, you know, they just passed the buck. But that's an amazing thing that your body can do that. Your body can't do that accidentally over time. It had to have done that at once. Adam couldn't have ate the fruit and this not be happening? God did it. There's no way an amoeba turned into this thing and this just happened to happen. Because if you went any time at all without the ability to regulate any sugar, you wouldn't make it. You wouldn't be here. If your sugar's running 500, you're in trouble. If it's running 40, you're in trouble. Amen? So how long did it take for it to evolve, and how many of these things? It didn't. It didn't. God set it up. See, the thing is, man is so enamored with themselves, and they lack so much of an ability to realize what they don't know, that they do not realize, even approach the reality of what God does know and who God is. We can't. Our little tiny minds won't even understand God. All we know is He died for us, and He gave us a book, and we try to understand Him. But He can do all this. And He did it out of the dirt. God poured man into the dust of the ground and breathed into his nostrils the breath of life, and man became a living soul. When He did all that stuff, all this stuff was in place. He didn't take the dirt and put it on a rock and boil it in the stuff that come from nothing and turn it into an amoeba, and the amoeba started to turn into a frog, into a fish, into a goat, into a monkey, into a human. No. He made man. And He made man so man could survive in this condition down here. And He intended, matter of fact, all this stuff that's going on, He intended that stuff to work forever. He didn't intend for man to be in a sin-cursed world. That wasn't His goal. His goal was for man to be in a sinless world, in an eternal state. And Adam physically could have lived forever without sin, with what God set up. What an accident. Anyway, I just wanted to talk about that again. Because I sit around sometimes and think how silly the scientists are, some of them.